This episode is sponsored by DojaLand757, so make sure you guys go over there to his Instagram at Doja_Land_. Make sure you guys subscribe to his Telegram and find out what pop-ups and events he's be going to, and you guys can try out his great products. Hopefully you guys enjoy the show. Hey guys, it's the Wiz, and welcome back to another episode of 420 News. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the last couple. So we got a special guest on 420 News. What's up, Mitch?
What up, Wiz?
So we got exciting news. We have the 22nd state to legalize recreational marijuana, and the state is Delaware. I'm super excited. Real quick opinion.
Double D 22 Delaware. That's good.
It is.
Get them to join. Everybody.
So, of course, everybody knows 420 News. I like to educate you on what's going down. And it is opening a couple of dispensaries across the state. It's only giving 60 selling permits, 30 distribution permits, and 60 grow operation permits. So only a select few is going to be able to supply the state of Delaware to the 157 dispensaries that will be opening up. Most of those will be medical. At least 60 of those will be recreational. So it will actually open up 22,000 jobs. So I think that's pretty exciting. And what's more exciting, and Mitch will probably agree with me, is it's so funny that, like, okay, so my thoughts are, I thought Biden was going to come in, and being a Democrat, I thought he was going to just literally just legalize weed across the board. Delaware is Biden's state. He was the state senator of Delaware. That's his state. It took a long time, and I did a little bit of digging. So I did a little bit of digging for this podcast, 420 News. The last time this bill came up to do recreational marijuana, Biden was actually a senator, and he voted against it, which is shitty in their part. Not the senator. He was the governor. My bad. He went from governor to senator to vice president to holy shit president. But anyway, did a little bit of digging. He actually voted against it the last time it came about, and the bill's actually called HB2. So I know everybody's super excited up in Delaware, because everybody knows, like, here in Virginia, we have recreational marijuana, but they put a lot of goddamn gray areas out there, so it feels like you're doing something wrong, but when you're not, and you can't buy it anywhere because it's still against the law, but you can grow it and smoke it and all that noise. But basically, the laws are very similar to Virginia. You can carry up to an ounce. The only thing different that's from Virginia, here in Virginia, concentrates are technically manufactured. It's in the same category as like heroin. It's manufactured and stuff like that, concentrates. So in Virginia, those are 100% illegal. But in Delaware, you can carry up to 12 grams of solid concentrate, which is amazing, which is really cool. Up to an ounce of cannabis flower with no penalty. Anything from 1 ounce to 3 ounces, it is a civil 6-degree misdemeanor. Comes with a $150 fine. And anything over 3 ounces with paraphernalia, i.e. baggies, scales, whatnot, you'll be hit with a class 3 felony. So it's still the felon. It's still a felony out there, just like Virginia. And another huge thing that I find, and I've been an advocate for this since the beginning of 420 News, all the bags that are to be sold to the public from dispensaries or medical or recreational. They cannot have any pictures or colors. They have to be black or white with the name and the ingredients of the cannabis flower or concentrate or edible. Also, you can have up to 75 milligrams of THC in edibles on your person. So probably like a couple gummies, something like that, which is retarded. Also, you have to... I'm sorry, I'm reading this stuff that I wrote down. That's not anything. Okay, so we'll go to you, Mitch. I'm going to ask a question. You know how Virginia, or you may not know, but in Virginia, like, we're finagled right now on what to do about recreational marijuana. And the governor, Youngkin, is changing shit. And Governor Newsom, I mean, not Newsom, who was our governor before that? I forget his name. But he was a Democratic governor that basically he legalized recreational marijuana. He's the governor who did it. We don't know what to do right now, but it just seems like every other state that makes it legal, just they have a plan. And I just don't understand why Virginia can't just follow Delaware's plan. Like, I just, what are your thoughts?
I don't know. Actually, you got me thinking about that because I just heard about Virginia. Like Virginia Beach, like opening up a casino.
Here in
Norfolk. I mean, they got the one in Portsmouth now, the Rivers. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe their plans are going somewhere else right now, and they just can't figure everything out. And there's just bigger things on the platter, you know, where they can just push that back. And I was upset that they pushed all that back. I just learned of all that, you know. Yeah. I was like, what the hell?
If you stay updated with 420 News, you'll know all of it, bro.
I know.
No, but anyway, so let's put the tinfoil hat on real quick. I personally believe, or do you believe, that the reason why it's taking so long is because it's a Republican-held governorship? Do you think, because you know how Republicans are known with big business and stuff like that, do you think they keep delaying it because they don't know, or they don't feel that they will make money, like all the Republican lobbyists and stuff like that?
Yeah, I don't know about that, man. I mean,
I don't know, dude.
I'm not big into politics. I mean, Republican, Democrat, you know. I mean, that very well could be. I mean, you know, that's one strong aspect of it, for sure. I wouldn't go against it. I wouldn't root for it. For sure not. Because I like my weeds.
But, I feel that. So, what are your thoughts on the four plants for Virginia? Well, actually, we seem to be, other than California, Washington, and Oregon, from my research, we seem to be the only state that allows growing. Because Delaware doesn't allow growing. Delaware, you got to wait. You got to wait for the dispensaries open. That's how you're going to get your marijuana in Delaware. But in Virginia, the governor that did everything, because we set for sale for 2024 before, but I think it's going to get pushed to 2025. And he was like, okay, well, if we make it legal, how are these people going to smoke it? Where are they going to get it from? There's no dispensaries. You got to get a medical card, da 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 da. So the governor was like, oh, you can grow four plants. What do you think, how do you think Virginia, like, why would they do that? Like, do you think it was just an out because we don't know yet on how to do this stuff? Because from what I get from when it failed for the sale to start in 2024, it failed. Their reasoning was they couldn't come up or a compromise to the oversight committee. Hold like, up. Who is going to oversee the productions?
Now, there was probably not enough people that put in all the damn money to get the licenses. You know, they were charging so much money just to get the licenses to be able to sell and distribute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, like, they didn't get
enough of those people. But I didn't even know about that. We're the only state that that you can actually grow your own plants. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, from my research, other than California, Oregon, and Washington.
So then, like,
we are the only other
state. In my little conspiracy mind, it's like, you know, why not push it back? I mean, we already let you grow four plants. You know, why ain't you happy yet? Kind of thing. You can smoke it in your home. You know, I don't think it's that big of a rush to them then. You know, I think they were just planning on just getting all those people to pump in all that money for the licenses. And then that didn't happen. So they're like, oh, you know, well, we let them grow plants, you know. They got that at least. You know, so it's a win-win thing, which is actually pretty cool. I mean, if they planned it out like that, you know, everybody sort of wins. They didn't win ultimately, but maybe later they will.
No, I feel
if
that.
If they make their mind up.
I feel that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Actually, I do. That's a good explanation. I'm pretty excited because that's just another state down. We're almost halfway there. I mean, so the best way to do it is to vote. Follow the best candidate, of course. We here at Toke Talk Radio try to stay politically neutral. So, for future reference, we try to stay politically neutral. We are not biased like those big time guys out there. I don't want to name names. Don't want to get sued.
No. It's all equal. I hate everybody equally. No.
But we are on the march for the campaign of legalization of recreational marijuana in all 50 states, which is amazing. And I want to thank you, Mitch, for being on 420 News. Hopefully you'll be on some more going forward.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, man. I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, of course.
It's great to be here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's great to learn. I'd love to learn.
So, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to our show, Mitch and Wiz, over there on Conspiracy Bros. We got the first episode that is, at this time, will be currently out. And this has been another episode of 420 News. And, again, I want to thank Mitch for being on. And make sure you guys go over there to my Instagram at @Toketalk_radio for all the links to the Spotify, Anchor, Google, Apple, all that noise. And another shout out to Dojaland. Go guys, check him out. He's a great guy. Always advocate for the locals. Always buy local. And always remember, keep your tinfoil hats and your bowls close. You never know what may happen.